cliffcentral.com. It's a Thursday. This is The Stream. My name is Mpho. Secrets is another edition of The Stream. Top three trends of the week. I'm with you, the beautiful, the curvaceous, and the ever so energetic Mabuti Perez. But then she's not in a very good condition right now, especially after she was mugged in Sandton. She was having a lanchon somehow, and then she lost her phone. Mabuti, what's up?
Hi, guys. How are you? I'm sure you're asking yourself, oh, sometimes we hear you on a Wednesday. Now it's a Thursday. Guys, we are uncensored. We are unradio. This is Cliff Central.
And so we can do whatever, and don't judge us, we can do whatever we want.
So you can hear us on Sunday and hear us on Monday, it doesn't matter.
On a Christmas.
Mara Oksalayo, the stream is still alive and hot.
And hot because there's all these trends happening around Joburg and around South Africa and around the world.
And one of the trends is that I got marked.
Yay. So that, you know, let me tell you, this is so funny because Mabuti and I, so we seem as if... We exchanged bad luck because I first lost my phone a couple of months ago, and I was, you know, I was in a club in Sandton, and then communication was very difficult, and now I got a phone, and now she lost the phone, and you know, because it goes back to what, you know, Shout, but we were talking about, remember Shout?
We went to the Shout
campaign the other day, and we were talking about how South Africa is still not a very safe place, and we need to do something.
I mean, go Sandton, guys, imagine.
You know, because there's 24-hour security and every single corner you'd find that
there are lights and everything.
And like CCTV and everything, but we still lose phones. We need to do something.
Do you know how I lost my phone?
Yeah.
It's a very dramatic story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with three friends of mine, and the other one wanted to go get cigarettes.
Yeah.
Cigarettes are bad, guys. Do not smoke. The other one wanted to go get cigarettes. And so the place we were at, because we're having dinner, they only sold packs. And he was like, oh, guys, I don't need a pack because I'm trying to quit this thing. Let's just go to the nearest corner. When we get there, another friend decides to flirt with some dodgy guys. You can imagine.
I'm gobsmacked.
So those guys were busy... We're busy cracking jokes that were not even funny, and I'm just looking at them like, really? You're just wasting our time. I want to go. And next thing, he's laughing. You know those people who laugh and they like, ooh, busy touching you? And I'm like, no, don't touch me. I don't even know you. Next thing, when they leave, my phone gone.
Gone. That's what happened. That's what happens when you get pickpocketed. Somebody touches you and you're wondering, why are you touching me? Because there's no reason for you to touch me, and this is very irregular, and then you find that you lose your phone. So yeah. That's just one of those things. But, you know, back to the show. Sorry, you know, sorry about what happened to you.
It's okay. I'll move on to greater things.
You know, when I lose something, I'm always thinking, whoever stole it better enjoy it. Whoever stole it better use it efficiently. So Varvas J is an addition. It's a segment that we do every single week where we go out to award ceremonies, to launches.
Kind of, we started with the Shout, right?
Yeah, last week.
Right.
So, this week we went to the Savannah Comics Choice Awards.
Yeah.
You know, I like what they're trying to do, because what they're trying to do is the fact that they're trying to recognize comedians, you know, and what they're doing,
which is a great
industry
thing.
And I love the fact that you find that Botumi Morake walked away as the big winner.
Yeah.
And you find that our very own, the guy we were interviewing last week,
he won.
Yes, you see what happens when you come to
And did you see my picture with him?
Oh, really? Was it on Instagram?
I can't post on Instagram because...
The phone, yeah.
The lols.
So, yes, he won and we're really proud of him. Back to the Savannah. For me, I really feel like it was amazing, but I feel like it was badly organized. Because I got there and the first thing I asked was, where is the media room? Because normally when I go to award ceremonies, I'm led to the media room.
Mediocre ceremony, event, whether it be... your eating event or charity event, there's somewhere where the media people have to
be.
Charge their recorders and whatever.
When I got there and there's none of that, I was kind of like disappointed. And then another thing is the fact that for me, we did not have what is this? There were no drinks.
Guys,
I've never been to an event because there were no drinks.
And funny thing is that every corner you pass, every passage, there's Savannah branding. Marari thirsty.
Because I'm thinking, Savannah is here. And I've been to events where it had nothing to do with anything alcoholic, but there's more than enough alcohol. So now we have an alcoholic brand in the building and there isn't alcohol. Hello.
Hello.
So, you know, we're not trying to diss anything. We're just trying to
next time, guys, please just you know, just do something.
Work on it.
Yeah. And yesterday I had the great pleasure to go meet the guys from MasterChefs, Gary, Matt, and George. I met them at
in Cresta.
At Cresta Shopping Center. And it was a really amazing. They have so many fans and everyone was going crazy. And before we continue with anything, let's just hear what they have to say. Here's Gary, Matt, and George.
I think last time when we were in Joburg, we did the whole... It was quite funny. I think South Africans find it really funny that we mispronounce every word on the planet, whether it's, you know, to do with food, you know. So, boerwurst, everybody just laughs. Koch sisters, you know, bunny chow. And even The fact that there's a little healthy competition between the barbecue. You have the braai, and it's actually a proper barbecue over wooden coals. And in Australia, we have gas barbecues, which apparently are just not even on the right. They're not even real barbecues. So, yeah, it's interesting because obviously many of the same culinary trends are here. And also the fact that even between last visit and this visit, it seems to have just snowballed, the interest in food, the quality of food in restaurants. I mean, last time we were here, we ate at some really great restaurants. I mean, one that stands out was David Higgs, which was at Saxon Hotel 500. And this time we've eaten again at Marble, which is his new joint. Amazing. Had an incredible dinner. And I think we went to the butcher shop too, which was like a proper South African... Well, it was just full of overweight men, to be honest, drinking red wine. But it was an interesting kind of snapshot of a portion of the foodie business. And Cape Town this time was a thrill. We went to Franschhoek. We went to Babylon's Tower and Farm. We went to Foliage. I met Margot Jantz, who's a famous, you know, one of the founding kind of chefs in South...
Josie, did the Gauteng Food and Wine Show, which is great. Then I went down to Cape Town to do a story for Delicious, and I really enjoyed that. Then I was back last year and I did the Cape Town Food and Wine Show and continued my love affair. I've got a couple of really good friends who live... both are food writers who live in Cape Town. And also, I like the fact that the May event is in the middle of the rugby season. So I get to go to the Stormers. And last time I was here, the Rebels were here, which is my Melbourne team, which is fantastic. I've enjoyed that. Then we came up here, had a night here, and then went out to Thorny Bush for 3 days. So yeah, I've eaten very extensively down in Cape Town. I went to Marble last night, which was fantastic, really good. This is David Hicks's new place. Yeah, it's amazing, very very swanky. I think he might have got the best of that deal. You know, it's a beautiful... What did we eat? Everything. Fatal mistake of leaving me with the menu is we just went, yeah, we've got to have the kudu, we've got to have the springbok, obviously. We've got to have the beetroot, the harissa pumpkin. We've got to have the roasted beets. We've got to have the asparagus. Do you want to go on? 4 different ice cream wafers. Anyway.
What are you eating when people aren't watching? What is your guilty pleasure? That'll shock us.
Okay, shock you. I think sadly I've got rather too many guilty pleasures. I love junk food. I love junk. I love. And I'm put into my third book. Became things like Spam, or, you know, grinding up double cheese Dorito corn chips and using it as seasoning on Mexican food rather than salt. I do like the flavour of the bacon. I like the flavour of bacon, quite frankly.
Excellent. How are you?
South Africa, first time?
No, I was here last month, actually. I'm here a lot this year. We've been 5 visits this year.
Is that good?
What are you doing?
I'm here for Good Food and Wine Show. Been here, so I've done Cape Town earlier in the year, Joburg last month, and then Durban next month, I think, the month after. So yeah, and I've been here. My first visit to South Africa was 2010 for the World Cup. So came here and spent 2 weeks and absolutely loved it. You've got a beautiful country.
What do you love most about South Africa?
I think my favourite city is Cape Town. I think it's in my top 5 cities in the world.
Yeah, man. It wasn't the first time they were in the country, and they really enjoyed the welcome, the warmness of the people of South Africa. And another thing, there were a few celebrities that attended the very same event. Your likes of Roxy Berger, Tolles Mo, Dash from V Entertainment. I know he doesn't like that. It's like, I'm from Dream Team, but you're from V Entertainment now. That's how we know you. And then I met Miriam and Lulu, the models. Yes. Hi, guys. And then I met Mrs. World. I didn't know we have a Mrs. World. I thought it was just Miss World.
Oh, there's Mrs.
There's Mrs. Wena. I was so shocked.
You know what what makes me very shocked? Is
who chooses these people?
I should have literally stick to music. I think she'll stick to music. Okay,
but anyway, here's what your celebrities had to say. I'm here with Tolles Mo and Dash. Dash from V Entertainment, of course.
No, not from V Entertainment. Dream Team, stay rising, always rising, on the top of every rise. Come on with it. Say it right when you see niggas, please. I'm sorry, I held myself back here, but you know, you stepped on the wrong Yeah.
Okay, what brings you guys here?
I mean, Master Chef. You know, I was on Master Chef Celebrity. I'm a foodie, I'm a chef myself. I love different kinds of food, so that's why I'm here, you know, to show my love and support to the MasterChef game, yeah?
Yes, you don't look like a person who cooks. You look like a McDonald's guy.
Yeah, I can't cook for shit. Yeah. It's Cliff Central.
I can say that.
But yeah, man, I can't cook for shit, but I'm out here because I recently started training, trying to get into that healthy lifestyle. Mm. So, you know, coming in here to learn more about food and what to eat, what not to eat, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm here.
Because if you know culinary food, that means that you're a gentleman, you know? The kind of food that you order tells people what kind of person you are. Yeah.
Thank you.
Come on.
I don't like McDonald's.
I saw you the other day where at Smokehouse you were sitting at a table right next to mine and you ordered fish and I think some veggies and I'm like, okay.
My favorite meal always at Smokehouse is just the grilled hake. Yeah. With pumpkin and spinach. I love that. That's my combo. Very healthy.
That time I was like, I'm gonna see Bob coming.
No, none of that. You see, I've lost a lot of weight, man. Like to be where I am right now. It's good eating. You have to eat well, yeah. And exercise as well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
I'm not into seafood, trust me, but I like hake. I have hake. I like hake. But I'm from the coast, man. I think you know what put me off was when I was younger, I worked at John Dory's.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I understand. I worked at McDonald's, so you'll never see me in the drive-thru. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I guess it happens.
So you worked at McDonald's?
Yeah. All of us have got some sort of working experience. We never just came up on TV. We know how to serve. That's why, you know what I'm saying?
You never just came up and you said, no. That is so great.
No, no. I wish it was that easy, but no. I don't think I would have had that much fun if it was that easy.
Okay, can you guys please drop your social media accounts?
Okay, social media, it's at Tolesmo. It's TOLASSMO, which stands for Totally Outrageous Laughter, Avant-Garde Freestyle, Mo. Toles!
At Dash RSA everywhere, from Facebook, Insta. I'm not on Snapchat, but I'm on Twitter as well. And then at Dream Team DBN everywhere as well.
The whole candy cane.
The whole candy cane.
Come on.
So can you please just do a drop for us? Listening to the stream at Cliff Central. Stay tuned.
Come on, it's your homeboy, Tolles Mo. You're listening to the stream on Cliff Central. Footer!
Hey, yo, what up? It's Dash, and I represent Dream Team. And you are listening to Cliff Central, baby.
Hi, yo, what's up? This is Candace Abrams, Mrs. World, Mrs. South Africa 2016, and you hanging out with the stream, my girl.
Let's do this.
Nice race.
What brings you here today?
Well, obviously, everybody wants to meet all the MasterChef dudes and the judges. They're really awesome. I've actually met George before and I've interviewed him, and he's a great guy. He's really, really cool. So I think all the people who are going to get to meet him are really lucky. And then to celebrate Cresta's new launch of their food court. I mean, who doesn't love food? We're here to celebrate. So
it means you're a great cook.
I'm not a great cook, no. I actually am terrible at cooking. So that's why I like to come to places like this and eat other people's food. Even a book can't help me. I promise you, I'm terrible in the kitchen. I really am. I can do the basics only because I have to feed myself. but I am not a foodie. I can't cook really well.
But yeah, outside the event, there were other things. Fans, supporters. I don't like calling people fans because I think we're fans once in a time, right?
I think I'm literally a fan of somebody. Because supporters is me buying music. Some people don't buy people's music. They literally go on the internet and pirate them.
And then, three fans won 5,000 shopping voucher. And I'm like, oh my, at Cresta Shopping Center. And, you know, Cresta has opened 25 more restaurants. Stores. And it's revamped, man. It's beautiful. It's just amazing. But and so Mizi was hosting the whole thing. Marane go chisa
mochisa o mongwe. Yo. It was on some other. So it I was not there. Other. That's why I am very quiet about this. So Maputo was there. Unfortunately, I was not there. And it seems as if she enjoyed herself. It's really amazing.
We can I won't leave Master you next time.
MasterChef Australia judges were there. Gary, Matt and George, they were there. And just, you know, they were with their fans and supporters and engaging. You know, if you see someone on TV and they do something amazing and you finally get to meet them, I think it's one of those moments where you're like, oh my God. So for all of you guys who went to Cresta on the 7th of September, thank you for coming through and supporting them. And, you know.
Yeah, and keep on going to Cresta Mall. It's a very friendly, inviting mall.
Wow, Maputi, naka advertising yanto.
Okay.
Back to the top three trends. Now, one of the trends that was trending this particular week, actually yesterday, was the hashtag BET A-list. So what happened to the BET A-list was the fact that top South Africans, these are prominent South Africans that you see on television, you hear on the radio, people that are doing absolutely big things, you know, rock the stage and just by business train no one else. So what do you think is a BET A-list according to you before we actually...
What I know is that BET is Black Entertainment Television, and to make it there, you must definitely be black. I mean, if Barry Roxy Baga is on that list, I will be like, hey,
Something wrong.
Yeah.
So, in Johannesburg, the 7th of September 2016, the entertainment channel BET, channel 129, has revealed its definite list of 2016's top 20 South African movers and shakers, the BET A list. The honorees of the inaugural the BET were revealed by BET A list host Nandine Goma, the pregnant Nandine Goma, who is now Nandi Madi. Dida, you know, because of the, you know, the marriage.
So she was also honored.
Yeah. Well, no, she's the host.
Oh, okay.
She's the host.
Wow. Okay.
And Ayanda Tabete.
That glow's helping.
Yeah. She's like, you know, at a star-studded event in the Arcadia Ballroom, the Westcliff, Johannesburg. As South Africa's sporting heroes led the field, scoring honors for both Casper Spenya and Wade van der Gerg. The creative arts also scored high as director Taba Mulenya and novelist, poet and playwright Zeke Mdaa were recognized by the BET, along with actress Terry Peto and team and film producers Shauna and Connie Ferguson. Yes, for the Game Changers category. Yes.
Let's give them a clap.
La, 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 la. Yes, I do agree. I do say share the sentiment. Because you know what I feel? Shauna and Connie have literally changed the landscape of television. Because now, you know, they're actually the executive producers for The Queen on Mzansi Magic. And the production is amazing. And one of my, you know, I'd like to call her friend.
And
you know,
people...
Magetti plays.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's really amazing.
And most people were saying, them broadcasting their things, come Zanzi Magic, maybe it's going to be a challenge and whatever. But guys, they're really making it on that platform. I mean, Kasande, we all know before you when you come back from church or from Malunda or from Bufebing, what you do is wait for the things that come Zanzi Magic.
Ooh, but I'm
Mara, you know, Kasande, Kasande, we are high.
No, it's true. So basically, you're saying that you applaud Mzansi Magic as well for the good content that they do normally on Sundays, especially after a very long, hectic day.
What do you like more? Done.
Oh, now I'm trying to quit, eh? I've literally quit alcohol. Alcohol is like one of those. So this is what happened on Twitter, because, you know, Twitter's like our main thingy. So at DJ's Boo, say congratulations to all the hashtag BET A-list award recipients. Wishing you all nothing but more success. Keep shining, inspiring the nation, that is. And then at Caspanyove stated, last night when I went to fetch my honorary award from BET as a music industry game changer. So that's a picture. He seems to have lost weight.
He's looking nice.
He's lost weight, hey? Yeah. Yeah, I think. What's going on? Got to lose weight. Juju lost weight.
Kiss summer body.
Oh, summer body, ne? Mm. And then at Papi.
Marabonang erua peri lingerie. One man.
So someone is like, Papi Dan said, for someone who knows fashion very well, why is she wearing something that my mother sleeps with? This is referring to Bonang.
Exactly. So, the night dress.
For all those who don't know, Bonang was wearing a purple sheer gown and a bit of like a top, so it literally looks like nightdress, like on the reels. From how it looks like a nightdress, but because she's Bonang, we like actually effort. But it looks like she literally went to the nearest Woolworths store, especially the female department, and went to the lingerie section.
Lingerie.
I'm gonna wear Destruction by Bonang literally on the show.
I think you're nene.
Like, cause the way, but why weren't we invited to this event? I'm like, you know, so Tando Tabuto said out about it at the BTA list, surrounded by such greatness. So for me, all in all, how it seems to be like this particular event seems to be everybody just honoring each other, so, you know, because it's really, it's important.
So Samiza's also honored.
Yeah, so Samiza's honored for, you know, the TV, the radio and TV personality of the year, which is funny.
No, he can't win radio personality of the year. How?
I'm like, literally, it says this. BTA list radio and TV personality male, Samiza Mhlongo. This is a press release. It's coming straight from the press release.
So, you're not looking side to side.
That is what I'm saying is really funny, because both of them, even though they are rivals, you know, you know, if you're friends with somebody and you no longer, chance a little run.
But it shows their friendship, they were inspiring each other. No, bye again.
And then BTA, what A-list for most stylish musician is Ricky Rick. Remember Ricky Rick, you wore a duck at the Destiny Man magazine cover. Also, he wore a dress at the David Lale thingy. It was like a dress thing happening, and he was wearing like, so he has no problem.
Even those Gucci's slippers.
Yeah, even those
really
Gucci.
Nice.
So I understand. For
I think for Ricky Rick, these things are working for him because he's tall and skinny.
And you know, for me also is the fact that he's breaking boundaries. He has no problem getting in touch with his feminine side.
Yeah.
Because people be like, as a rapper, I have to keep my street cred. But he'd be like, no, I'm going to wear a duke and I'm going to rock it to the proper. So for me, that's what really says style. You know, because for me, I feel like trends, everybody follows trends. If everybody's wearing a black jersey, woo, let's all go. We can't applaud you for that, because, you know, everyone is doing it. But for Ricky Rick, he breaks boundaries. And particularly, I was looking at his Instagram account yesterday, and then he was wearing these shorts that look like kitty undershorts.
Yeah.
And a blaze and whatever. But, you know, we start recognizing on the style.
Come on, don't hide the part.
With, you know? So for me, I think even though someone might say it's absolutely rubbish, but because we know him as a style icon, it's very, amazing. You know, it's like Rihanna. It doesn't matter what Rihanna wears, because you know Rihanna, like, you know, you can never, she can never go wrong. But for Bonang Matheba, the, you know,
Can I dress?
It seems to have been very disappointing to a whole bunch of people. Let's move on to our second trend.
Tiger! Remember, Tiger was signed to YMCMB with a business. So last night, it was really. Oh, Kanye West is like, give it up to the new member of Good Music. Boo, 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 boo. And then Tiger comes and designer. And I'm like,
wait, so what happened?
Wow.
So Tiger signed to Roc Nation.
To Good Music, Kanye West label.
Oh, good. Oh, okay. Where
and
was
he was at YMCMB.
Oh.
Remember way Wheezy was this addressed earlier on in the week that he's leaving music for good.
Okay.
So now Tiger is signed under Good Music, and I'm like, I know Kanye West is about talent, is about people who are unique in this business. And then Tiger Yena or Kylie, when I did favorite Kylie, I did reeling. I saw this other tweet, it was so funny. They were like, Kylie was to Kim, can you please tell Kanye to sign my man?
Really?
Yeah.
So that seems very interesting. I'm so not clued up about what's happening there and why it's trending. But it seems a lot of people are talking about it. So,
and obviously a lot of memes were created after that. You know.
But we need to talk about Tiger. Tiger is cute, guys. Actually, I just go through the... Hey!
So we're not orata the fuckboy kinda. Because masnumming in orata masya. I had to say it. Bang!
So...
You always do this to me. So, Mashio, you are last.
Taiga. Taiga. And you see that Mashio's. That's a story for another day.
No, So,
what happened is.
Oh, and.
Wasn't his car repossessed?
Kylie bought Tiger a Bentley.
It makes sense because now there are reports that his car was repossessed. Tiger, Reaper Man with Dream. Bye bye, Maybach. So could that have been. Because this relationship, they buy each other cars. Didn't.
Yeah. Kylie. I think it's a tit for tat. So it's fine, guys. Stop complaining. If you're bae, or like a black label, uskata u blame abana bang.
For that.
For buying each other cars.
Talking about that and celebrities. So somebody went on Twitter and said that they posted a picture of Rihanna drinking Heineken and they said,
hey, man,
you see, and then it's like, so Rihanna, the one of the most richest girls in the world, can drink Heineken. Wait, now you want Astro Pairs, Madi Busein. So that's just, you know, one of the things that's kind of happening around. Oh my god, today's studio is quite busy, hey? They seem, because you must remember that Tash Central is around the corner. Because now it's two radio stations in one building. So you can only imagine.
One building. And
I saw Dinora and I can, like, I've never told her this. So it's so fresh around her. But I've never. I saw Dinora and I was like, oh my god. Oh my god, that's Dini. You know,
because
I'm
like,
because you must remember that I grew up listening to that other radio station. You know, her with Bougie.
And I know you always tell me about it.
Literally, so. They are the only people, even today, besides us, I would literally sit down and be like, oh, you know, the only people that are literally like, because so when she said she's coming back to radio with O'Neal Africa, oh my god.
I did listen to their first show. It was amazing.
Really?
It was amazing. And I'm like, the queen is back.
She's
the
back.
The queen of radio is back.
She's the queen. You know, for me, when she said, I remember, and I literally remember the last day. I was listening to the last show on that other radio station. And I was like, no, I was in absolute denial. And now she's
okay, let's stop being fans. It's fine. No, let's move on.
No, we're sister channels. You know.
Yeah, we're sister channels. Yes.
Yeah, so now
we are allowed.
Now we're moving on to the third trend. What is the third trend, Maputi?
So moving into our third trend. Boop 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 boop. It's Touch Central, guys.
So, yes. So, okay, we're talking about our third trend right now. It's Touch Central. Everybody knows Touch Central. It's our sister channel and we're really proud of it. We would have not done justice had we talked about all the trends and not talked about the hottest trends that's been trending for the past 2 weeks. And that is being Touch Central. Literally. So, if you don't know what Touch Central is, T-Board Touch, your boy, T-Board Touch. Po-po-po-po, as Maputo always says. Po-po-po-po.
Really?
Yes. Yes. So that is literally Touch Central. It's literally. So basically what they do is that they're 24-hour music station. And one thing I like, I was telling Maputi, I think even earlier in the show now, talking about Dinora Naka's joint, Touch Central, O'Neal Africa.
O'Neal sounds amazing.
Sounds amazing. So there's a lot.
Everyone, Katleho and. You know, Irie, they sound
amazing.
Amazing. Also, and then Touch is holding down, hey?
He's doing an amazing job. I think I like what he did because, you know, in South Africa, we always say there aren't enough opportunities. And, you know, sometimes life will happen to you. Sometimes you will get fired. Sometimes someone will dump you. But it only opens up another, you know, door for possibilities. And
yeah.
Had he, at the other station, the events not occurred, whatever they were, I don't think we'd have such an amazing radio station called Touch Central.
And employing so much talent in radio, you know, other stations that are about numbers. You get bubble. Whose show is it anyway? Ntombi, can you saw me? It's like, what rubbish is that? Anyways.
So, Maputo Wene, the Touch Central is very amazing, and we went. So let's go to Twitter and actually hear what you guys have to say about Touch Central and what you guys know about it. At Charles_Tandy, so says Joe has a broadcasting studio at his house. Drops bomb levels, guys. Levels Touch Central. But who's Joe?
Fat Joe. Unali studio.
How?
Okay.
So at Brian Matemba says time for HD Radio Touch Central. Touch Central. Yes, it's HD Radio.
It is.
If you want. wondering what HD radio is. It's the quality of the sounds that come from the online. Because, you know, normally online would not be as great as the quality is listened to on your radio, on your, you know, what is this thing? Your stereo, whatever it is. You know, the old, because I don't, you know, I don't listen to radio.
And the quality of the presenter as well.
As well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, so the sound looks amazing. It sounds literally buzzwork. So, On Touch Central says, warming up for Onel Africa Live on Touch Central with Dinora Naga, as I was talking about earlier then. So a lot of people are just congratulating them. A lot of artists, a lot of celebrities, a lot of personalities, a lot of dignitaries, a lot of, you know, heads of departments actually congratulating Touch for actually starting like this. Because, you know, in South Africa, we still have people that are very reluctant to starting their own businesses. Mm. Entrepreneurship is not a pap and flays. As a pap and flays, guys, it's very difficult. That's why a lot of people fail along the way. But you must have a good partner, and in this case Tipo Touch has Garrett Cliff. You must have really, because you can't do something alone. Oprah is saying that you're only as good as your team. If your team is not good, then it normally will reflect back on you. Mm. So they have a nice team that is hardworking, is dedicated. It's literally showing how they're about and what. Because for me, I was wondering, like, what is going to happen, you know, when they have Touch Central and who does what, and, you know, and I love it. So this morning I was listening to it, né? And they literally play your like absolutely amazing jams.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's one of those things that are literally amazing, and they are, we're still waiting to see what they're going to do in the future. I think they're going to still surprise us. We're going to see
slay the radio industry.
Because the more outlets like this we have, the better the chance of us building a future for South African broadcasting. Because, you know,
and the more the industry is opening.
Yes, because we keep talking about opening up the industry. It's a chance. And I remember Touch was went on radio, on Twitter, sorry. And then he said, I'm looking for people, you know, send me your email, send me whatever. So that was him opening up the industry, saying, if you've got something to, if you've something to offer, here is your chance. You know, because I always say, there's no such thing as luck, really. In life, you'll be given an opportunity when you least expect it.
Mm.
So the trick is to be prepared throughout. So when this opportunity presents itself, you're not, you're not all over the place. You're not, you know.
Guys, you should come see this.
So I really think like Maputi, that's the way to cheer you up, because Maputi's been looking like such a mess lately. Maputi's spirit has been like on some other disastrous levels.
Phone god. So,
but it's a lesson, you know. When I lost my phone, I literally learned the ability of time, because I was literally on time for everything. Because, you know, with the phone, you're counting the seconds. I still have 30 seconds to get. No, you know. So I see that you had a really big risk. But I understand why, because it's all your context as well, you know. So that's what's making you depressed.
And it's fine, man. I'll get them back. It's fine.
Guys, hi, Miriam and Lula, right? Yeah,
it was super late, though. But anyway.
Are you guys lit?
No, I'm saying we were late.
No,
but it's okay. We've been in there.
I think I'm going to edit it out and be like, we are so late.
Are you so late?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm
going to
do that. I'm going to do that.
Oh, my word.
So what brings you guys here?
Being a big fan of MasterChef. South Africa, Australia, you know.
Nice, everyone is saying that.
No, seriously, I actually do watch MasterChef Australia every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. Judge? Dave.
Who?
It's David James. Oh my god.
No, you didn't.
I know, I like the big guy. I don't know his name, but
I like
really.
The short guy.
I like the big guy. I like big. I'm tall. So I need someone bigger than I am, or taller than I am.
So you see, you guys just came here because you invited us? Because you're the VIP section.
No, we actually do like, I like cooking. I really enjoy cooking. So,
what's
yeah.
What's your favorite dish?
Curry. I make a mean ass curry. So, yeah.
I can attest to that. I've tasted it.
Yeah.
I've tasted it.
Miriam Gomani.
I'll invite you for my oxtail.
Cook.
No.
Your oxtail.
My oxtail's a killer.
Okay, thank you guys. Do you have any social media details that people can follow you?
Yeah. Well, it's on Facebook, it's Miriam Gomani, and on Instagram, it's Miriam15, and on Twitter, which I hardly use, it's Miriam_I_M15, like Mira M. Like where I am? Mira M.
My life is so fully fledged, so packed. I don't do social media. I suck in this day and age.
Oh, I see. You use a pop phone, so it's fine. I understand.
Chris has used this.
It's radio, so people can't see what you're using. Guys, it's a phone. I'm looking at it right now.
I do
now.
Receive
it doesn't
calls.
Even have numbers.
Soon
what,
I will.
What time are you?
Okay, before we leave, we'd just like to, you know, send our warm wishes and, you know, hoping that legendary Kwaito musician Mandoza
Ngalagata
gets well. So what happens is that apparently, so we can't really confirm this, but we're telling you what, you know, sources out there are saying. Apparently he's been diagnosed with brain cancer and is currently in hospital. He's in a stable, yet critical condition. But we really wish for him to get better. And we really wish this is awakening. Because this family has been through so much. Because I remember that Mpo, the wife, suffered a stroke. And literally, you know, so this family has been going through a lot. So I can imagine, you know.
Yeah, they've been through the most.
So we hope they get well. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at Mpo Secret. She's at Maputi Perez. On Instagram.
At Perez Maputi.
Okay. Hey, at Perez Maputi.
Thank
and I don't
you.
Know what you're going to tweet it because you don't even have a phone. So that, you know, it's been amazing. Top 3 trends of the week we gave you, we served to you. You tweet about it, we talk about it on air, giving you nothing but the best local and international Twitter news.
We out. Yeah, it's like, yeah, go mavoso, go back to the channel, talk like a phone.
My name is Impulse Secrets. I'm out of here. CliffCentral.com